regardless of what is happening all around us, we are grateful unto you, because the Bible says you that keep us, you do not sleep, you do not slumber. We are God, you have been keeping every one of us as your people. Thank you, Lord, for how you have been feeding us, even with all manner from heaven. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for every opportunity for us to fellowship, even with you. We do not take any of this for granted. We are grateful unto you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Lord, with heart of gratitude, we have come unto you again this morning. And Lord, we have come, oh Lord, even to hear your everlasting Father. The Bible says the word that you speak, spirit, and they are life. Lord, we pray this morning, oh God, that you speak unto every one of us, power of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That the spirit, the letter keep spirit gives life. Lord, we pray through your morning, Lord, let your life, oh God, get into our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus. We are asking, oh God, that through your word, this divine transformation in our lives in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the Bible says you send forth your word. It heals us and it delivers from all our destruction. Let your word bring healing. Let it bring, oh God, this is in Jesus' name. Lord, through your word this morning, pray that you will set the captive free in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that those who are discouraged, you will encourage them in Jesus. Lord, those who are in prison, oh God, we pray that you will set them free in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we pray through your word this morning, yoke, oh God, be broken in our lives. The Bible says that it shall come to pass that the yoke shall be taken away from our neck, the burden from our shoulder, and the yoke shall be destruction of your anointing. We pray, oh God, as you are that represent yokes in our lives, Lord, that has been limiting us. Let them, oh God, be broken in the name of Jesus, and let us be set free, even as your people, to fulfill, oh God, to fulfill your plan and purpose, and to be carrier of your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. Father, my servant to you this morning, the Bible says God has given me the tongue of the learned to know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, same way awakes me even to hear as learning. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that you will give me the tongue of the learning. My tongue, you will speak through me and you declare your whole counsel this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We are grateful unto you. We bless your name because you are faithful. We return all the glory unto you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, we're going to be listening to a message that is, do not go down to Egypt. Do not go down. So the message is titled, do not go down to Egypt. Let's quickly turn our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 26. I will read from verse 1 to 2 where the title is taken from. Chapter 26 from verse 1 to 2. Genesis 26 from verse 1 to 2. There was a famine in the land. Besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land I shall tell you. Dwell, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all this, and I will perform the oath which God to Abraham, your father. Praise. I'm sure many of us have heard this title before, saying, do not go down to Egypt. But we are not talking about traveling down to call Egypt physically, but in a message across to us here, just as he passed this stage, to Isaac. And it is my prayer that the Lord himself will give us an understanding in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So why will God tell Isaac not to go down to Egypt? So that tells us that there must be a reason why God was telling him that he should not go to Egypt. Isaac, just like other person in the land, was facing challenges. And remember, if you look at verse 1, this type of challenge that he was facing is not just him alone. And in fact, the Bible actually records that happened during the time of Abraham. That means it is not a very common challenge. So it's a challenge that is common to everybody. Just like we are in COVID-19. So whatever that is, it's not just something that is happening to you or me alone. It's a common problem, common challenge to everybody. But in the midst of all of this, God appeared to Isaac and he told him, he said, do Egypt. So, and this tells me that Isaac had something in his mind to do. And if you look at this scripturally, the Bible says that and Isaac could have been elected king of the Philistines in Gerar. What was the conversation? The Bible didn't tell us much. But the Bible tells us that Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Before we continue, I want us to have some very clear understanding of what it means. Spiritual Bible is saying, do not go down to Egypt. The Bible is not telling you that travel on excursion or on a field trip or on a vacation to Egypt, that you should not do so. That is not what he's saying. But let's see some understanding of the word of God. Spiritually, Egypt could mean some of this following. Slavery, bondage, or oppression. It could mean a place of slavery, bondage, or oppression. Let's see what the Bible says. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. It says, now it happens of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Verse 7 to 8. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, their cry because of their taskmaster, their sorrows. So I have come to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them all from that land to a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it could mean a place of slavery, a place of bondage, a place of oppression. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it tells us that you are a royal, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Nation that we should show forth the praise of him who has brought us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. So meaning that God has delivered you, has delivered me, even from bondage, from slavery, from oppression, and he doesn't want to go back. So do not go down into Egypt. Could mean that don't go back into slavery, go back into bondage, don't go back into oppression. Another thing it could mean is that it could be or ungodly association. Bring God or ungodly association. Let's look at what the Bible says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 chapter 11. I will read from verse 1 to 3. 1 Kings from verse 1 to 3. Say, but King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, from the nation of whom the Lord has of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn your heart, and after their God, someone clung to this in love. We all know the end of the story. If we keep reading that chapter, we are told that at 700 wives and 1,000. That is Nabal. But God warned him. So going back to Egypt could mean a foreign god or associating with ungodly people. So when the Bible says, do not go to Egypt, so we need to begin to have all of this in our mind. Who says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11, he says, surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. So when God says, do not go back to Egypt, he doesn't want you to go back to it or to associate with anyone that will turn your heart away, even after their own God, because God has delivered you. The Bible, the book of 2 Chronicles, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 10. He said, if any man be in Christ, new creation, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you are a child of God, you are giving your life to Christ, then God is telling you, do not go back to Egypt. Forsake those associations, those that could turn your heart away from God. God is telling you, practice any form of idolatry. You know, every foreign god, take them away. That was the reason why Jacob told his children in the book of verse 2, Genesis chapter 35, verse 2, he said, and to his household and to all who are with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, exchange your garments. And this is the only talk with God. So God is warning you go back to Egypt, because in this Christian journey, many at any point in time, because of challenges, they may go to Egypt. But God doesn't want us to go back to Egypt. And reminding Isaac that he should not go back to Egypt, because he has been delivered. He has been brought out of that bondage. He has been set free. Again, going back to Egypt could mean rebellious people trust in their strength. Rebellious people who trust in their strength. Isaiah 30, verse 1 to 3. It says, woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel not of me, and who devise plans my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, walk to go down to Egypt, and our advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. Prayer that will not be your portion, that will not be my portion in Jesus' name. But for us to be able to escape that, based on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, for me, the Bible is telling us, do not go to Egypt. So I want you to, apply it to yourself. He said, do not go down to Egypt. Personalize it and begin to look into your area of life that you beginning to go back to Egypt. Now, what was making Isaac to think about going back to Egypt? Because God cannot lie. The Bible tells us about a man that I should lie, neither is the son of a man that I should repent. When he said, it shall do it. We have been looking at the word of God this morning, even from the Sunday school. So the word of God exposes whatever that is hidden. So God God knew he knew what he was planning, what he wanted to do, and God appeared unto him. God showed him mercy, God in kindness towards him, and he was telling him, do not go down to Egypt. Because he was facing some challenges. And these challenges were not just peculiar to him alone. It was a common challenge to everybody in the land. But it was one thing that makes different because it's a child of covenant, just like you and I. We are children of covenant. We cannot handle challenges the way other people are handling it. And God is telling you, do not go down, do not go back, do not go down to Egypt. Now, we handle challenges. We handle challenges. Challenges are not going to come our ways. It is not true. Let's read our Bible very well. As long as you are a human being, you will always face one challenge or the other. But what God has promised us is that with him on our side, we will overcome. So challenges will always come. But the way God wants us to handle these challenges. So how can we handle this? Number one, remind yourself of what you are going through. You do yourself good by always remind yourself that God knows what you are going through. As a human being, I may not know what you are going through, what I am going through. But he knows what you are going through. He knows what I am going through. He is not of it. 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 3. Make us to understand that our God, he said, talk no more. So very, let no arrogance come from your mouth. He is the God of knowledge. And by him, in actions, our God is all-knowing God. He knows what is going on in your mind. When you are facing challenges, he knows what you are thinking. God is with you. God is with me. He knows what you are going through. Human being may not know, but God knows. And the good news, 29 verse 11, he says, the thought that towards you, they are not thought of evil, but thought of peace will give you a hope. Sure. So it's always very, very important for you to reassure yourself that God knows what I'm a good thought towards you. The same God manifested his good plan even towards Isaac. God knew what he was going through and God appeared unto him. He said, do not go down to it. And God told him what he needed to do. It is my prayer that the Lord will give you a listening ear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
How can we handle challenges? Number two, do not run away from challenges. If you run away, there's a possibility that challenges will continue to run after you. You don't run away from it. What God expects you to do is to face it and overcome through his help. We have seen this in the Bible where people chose to run away from challenges. It's natural for every human being. When you are confronted with challenges, you want to take the easiest way out. You want to have an option. You want to run away. You do not want to confront it. Is that as you run away from it, it doesn't stop. What we need to do is to trust God so that we can overcome it. 139 verse 7 to 8. Psalm 139 verse 7. Psalm 139 verse 7 to 8. Say, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. So, God is there. So, we don't need to run away from those challenges. God is a God of knowledge. Even before those challenges come, was aware about it. And in fact, he has already made solution, he has made a way of escape. Ruth chapter 1, Ruth, the book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. I will quickly read a very interesting story for us there. Ruth chapter 1, 5. It said, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled the famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife, and the names of his two sons were Anchilion, Ephratite, and Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Naomi died, and she was left, and her two. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons. What a tragedy. I pray that this will not be shown in Jesus' name. What was going on was a famine in the land. The same famine that was in the land during the time of Isaac. This is what I call it facing. But the two of them, they approach it in different way. One challenges. But look at the tragedy that fell then. Because they did not in the right way. So telling us, we don't need to run away from challenges. To seek the face of God and let God guide us so that we can overcome those challenges and they will become the path to our outstanding testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 4. 1 Kings 1 to 4. It says, and he, Jezebel, all that Elijah had done, also executed all the prophets with the sword. Then they are saying, so let the God also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when that, he rose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wood and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Praise the Lord. He was facing some challenge. If we retract and read chapter 18, you will see God using mightily. I just won a battle in the name of God. It's just victory. And in the next chapter, a woman prayed over his life. And this girl, no, it's, I would rather die. He was facing challenges. So, meaning that you can't run away from this. All you confront it and to deal with it. With the Lord will give you victory in Jesus. The third point, how can we handle challenges? And ask faithful brethren to pray with you. Pray and ask faithful brethren to you. Daniel chapter 2, verse 17 to 19. Daniel chapter 2, 19. Then Daniel went to his house and made his decision known to Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Seek mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companion might not perish of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night. Bless God of heaven. Praise the Lord. You see, the same experience that, or similar experience that the man of God had, is similar to the experience Daniel had here. Why is it similar? Death sentence or their life was at stake. Death sentence has been passed upon their head. But look at what Daniel did. The Bible says that Daniel called his three companions and it's the face of God. They didn't run away. Where would they run to? No place for them to run to. So when you are faced with challenges, God wants you to pray. Of course, ask faithful brethren to pray with you also. Romans chapter 15, verse 30 to 31. Romans chapter 15, verse 30 to 31. He said, "Now I beg you, brethren, God Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, strive together with me in prayer to God for me, that I may be delivered here who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints." This is another book. Look at his prayer request. He didn't just trust in what he, this is an apostle. He said, pray together. You know, he said that you strive together with me in prayer to God for me. So, brethren, don't isolate yourself when it comes to spiritual things, particularly from challenges. The first step is that you need to pray, and then some other people to pray along with you. Faithful people. I know we're in a time that is becoming difficult for some believers to trust other brethren to pray with them, or when they share their personal problems, challenges, it will become a public discussion. I understand that. But still, as a child of God with the Spirit of God, I strongly believe that if you pray very well, God will lead you to the right person that we uphold there. And so you cannot override this need in your life. I assure you that God honors the prayer of faithful brethren. Praise the Lord. How can you handle challenges? Ask God for godly counsel and beware of destiny. Ask God for godly counsel and beware of destiny killer. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. 2 Samuel chapter 13, 5. He says, "After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David." Amnon was so sister Tamar that he became sick, foraging, and it was improper to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was the son of Shimea, David's brother. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man. To him, "Why are you the king's son becoming thinner after day? Will you not tell me?" Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother's sister." So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your and pretend to be healed. And when your father comes to school, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar give me food and prepare the food in my side that I may see from my hand.'" Praise the Lord. We all know the end of the story. You need godly counsel when you are, of course, you need that all the time. But particularly when you are facing challenges, you cannot be careless about the kind of counsel you are getting, because that is the time of your weak point. So you need to get godly counsel. What take you to get it, you need to look for it. And beware of destiny killer or destiny destroyer. Jonadab, the Bible called him, said, a very crafty man. When you say people are crafty, you may not be able to know them. Just by, you need discernment to be able to know they're actually crafty. The Bible calls sheep clothing. They may have the appearance of even believers. They may look very, but with the spirit of discernment, you will know them. They cannot completely hide. because God will always expose them. They can only deceive people who are not very careful enough to seek godly counsel, even when you are facing some challenges. And you must beware of this, because some people are going to give you some counsel that may look good by, you know, just in a, but deep down, it can terminate your destiny. And I pray that it's in Jesus' name. Amen. We remember 26 verse 1. The Bible says, Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of Philistine. I don't know what he went to discuss with him. I am not going to speculate because the Bible did not tell me exactly what he did. But it could mean different. So when you are facing the face of God, get godly counsel with it. And beware of those and people who can destroy your destiny or take advantage of the situation that you are going to exploit you. I pray that you will not be exploited spiritually in Jesus' name. Amen. How can we handle challenges? Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever God tells you. This is synonymous to blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible say to Abraham that leave your family, leave your father's house to a land that may sound very awkward. Imagine you call any of your children and you say, leave what you are doing now and go to where I will tell you. That doesn't make any sense. So it may not make sense to you, but what God is looking for is obedience. We remember Jesus Christ, the conversation with Mary in the book chapter 2. And Mary was the follower. I said, do whatever he tells you to do. Question it. Many of us were in the habit of the word of God. We want to see if it makes sense before we do it. For Abraham, what God told him may not make sense. But what God was looking for is that he was prepared, he was ready to do what they asked him to do. He said he should leave his family, he should leave his father's house, and he should go to a land that he will show him. So God wants him to prepare himself and begin to go, and then God will now direct him. But many of us want God exactly everything that he wants to do concerning our lives before we can listen to him. We want to look at it if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. That is not faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 27, it says, but God has chosen the foolish things of God to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to things which are mighty. And verse 25, all it tells us that the foolishness of God is wiser than the men, and why the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of men. So many of the things that God may be telling you when you are facing challenges may not make sense. So, but what God wants you to do is to obey him. And in that obedience, blessing lies. And I pray that you will see in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me quickly give testimony. There's a brother that I know very well in Edmonton. This brother is on India, and he came to Canada. Of course, just like every one of us, we come to, you know, this country. We have many plans, so many aspirations. You know, we trust in God for the best breakthrough and all that. Things was not going to be like that for him. And he decided to go and do security job, security man. And while he was doing that, he was very lively. And you will not even see him and he stopped because he was a security officer. Somebody who's a graduate who has many years of experience in engineering, he is doing security officer. While he was doing that, some people were watching him. Some of them together. And they say, well, you look different from other people. It looks as if you are, the way you speak English and all of that, this kind of job you are doing doesn't befit you. And then that person now say, well, I know somebody that works somewhere. You can, if you don't mind. Of course, he was able to tell them that he's an engineer back at home and all that. He gave the resume. Oh, he never expected any. He just acted, you know, by faith. He didn't underrate anybody. And this person actually took that resume and go and he gave it to the person that working on an engineering company. And to call the long story, they called this brother. And he did an interview and they gave him the job. And today, the brother is not just practicing engineering, he's an engineer in this Alberta. And he's been practicing this engineering for some years now. So sometimes, whatever you just do it, do not obey. I'm doing us disobedience. The Bible tells us it's better sacrifice. Many a times we have problem with God. We are looking for something that makes sense. To that brother, it may not make sense. He was asking him to give a resume. If that person can get a good job, why can't he job for himself? But the way God works, we cannot predict it. All God just wants us to do is to act by faith. Do whatever he tells you. The next point, how can we handle challenges? Do not compare yourself with others. Do not compare yourself with others. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, it says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and themselves among themselves, are not wise. There is no wisdom when you compare yourself with other people. Ruth, verse 14 to 15. Ruth chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. He said, then they lifted up their eyes and wept again. And Orpah kissed his mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to return after your sister-in-law. You see, both of them, they marry, you know, to the same family. But however, there was a point in time in life that they have to take a decision about themselves. The Bible makes us to understand that Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and she left. But Ruth clung to Naomi. You know, because of our time, I will not go into the full story. But that request was based on the request that Naomi made to both of them. That the two of them, they can go back to their gods. They can go back to their family. That she didn't to offer them anymore. But Ruth, I believe she has already, you know, contacted God. She has been connected with the God of Israel, and she made up her mind that she was not going to go back. And she clung to Naomi. So she could have said, well, let me follow my sister-in-law. But to do that, do not compare yourself with others. Do not let the decision of other people influence you. You go to seek the face of God, connect to God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 tells us that let every man walk at his own safety and trebly. It does not matter how other people may be, how they are, you know, cutting corners. You don't need to follow them. But remember that you have unique idea, even before the Almighty God. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. The plan God has for you may be different from the one he has for me. So you cannot live your life based on the way other people live their life. You cannot compare yourself with others because you are unique before the Almighty God. How can we handle challenges? Persistently for God's help. Persistently ask for God's help. Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. It says, I will lift up the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made earth. Psalm 7 to 8. Psalm 20, verse 7 to 8. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. They are bowed down and falling, but we have risen and stand upright. Persistently ask for God's. The Bible makes us to understand that the help of man will fail, but the help of God will not fail. It doesn't matter how long it may appear that help is going to eventually come. It will not fail. And the last point, can we handle challenges? Wait patiently for the manifestations. Wait patiently for the manifestation. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, the miry clay, and set my feet up and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 to 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 to 38. Need of endurance, so that after you are God, you may receive the promise. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to wait patiently. The decision of God's promises concerning us. And I think many of us, we have this problem. We are not patient even with God. When God appeared to him not to go down to Egypt, God, what he needed to do, he told him to plant. He said he should plant in that land. And the Bible makes us to understand that he planted in that, and he reaped in the same year, dreadful. And he began to prosper, he was prosperous, he became prosperous. The waiting time. From the time God told him not to go down to Egypt, there was a waiting time. He needed to wait. No matter how short it may take, even if it is one day, even if it is 2 months, but he needed to. So I want to encourage you. I don't know what challenges you are facing, but remember, God knows what you are going through, and he has good plans for you. Remember that you do not need to run away. With God, you can come. And remember to pray and ask faithful brethren to pray with you, to pray alone. Remember to ask and beware of destiny destroyer. Don't you? It may not make sense, but I can tell you, that is where your blessing lies. And I pray you will not miss your blessing. Remember that you are a unique hand of God. So don't compare yourself with others. Be cutting corners. Don't follow them. Persistently ask God for help. The help is there. All we need to do is to ask him. And having done, wait patiently. Wait patiently. For some other people, their miracle or their answer to their prayer. For some other people, it may take a while. But like I can tell you, that you're going to have different testimony. And I pray that the Lord will give you a standing testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us pray. I want us to pray 2-3 prayer points before I take my leave. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3 that we just read. He said, I waited patiently, Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, established my steps. He has put a song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. It may look as if your success is always being hindered and you are getting. Joseph was moving from horrible pit to dungeon prison. Many of us, we don't understand. Go and read the book of Genesis very well. And look at, you know, what he went through. The prison he was put into, experience with his master's wife. The Bible called it dungeon. That was the prison he was put into. We remember he was repeat by his brother and they wanted to get rid of him completely. I don't know any challenge that could be more than that in anybody's life. But God would deliver him. Every impossibility is the same today. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to pray that the Lord will deliver you out of everything. When I say out of every impossibility, you know those things. Begin to talk to God. Whatever that's possible in your life that you have been able to achieve, hold on to the word of this morning. God will deliver Joseph from terrible pit. The Bible says that I waited upon the Lord and he inclined to me and he heard my cry. He brought me out of horrible pit, out of miry clay. Begin to raise a cry unto the Lord that the Lord will deliver you out of every impossibility. Every step that you are taking that looks like merit, you cannot be successful in one thing or the other. The moment you try to be successful, will hinder you. Begin to pray that the Lord will deliver every impossibility, everything that represents horrible pit that is not allowing you even to show for the glory of God. The Lord will deliver me. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, church, oh God, this morning, we join our faith together and we pray, Jesus, that whatsoever, oh God, Lord, horrible pit in our lives, oh God, Lord, whatever that represents, oh God, Lord, difficult. Whatever that, oh God, challenges, oh God, Lord, that is overwhelming. Almighty Father, we ask for us, oh God, today, in the name of Jesus. I commit my brothers, my sister, oh God, unto you. I commit every member of Jesus' palace unto you. Lord, you said in your word that you brought, oh God, Lord, him out of horrible pit, oh God, out of merry clay. Whatever that has been hindering our progress, oh God, whatever that represents failure at the edge of source, Lord, we ask for deliverance today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every horrible pit, oh God, Lord, the enemy has put any one of us into, oh Lord, today, oh God, we are delivered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By your power, we are set free, we are delivered from possibilities in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Verse, he has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Take us to understand in the book of Exodus chapter 15, deliverances for the children of Israel. They sang a new song. But because of our time, we will not, you know, be able to go into that. I want us to pray. Pray for yourself. That Lord will put a new song in your mouth. The Bible says, when the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, they were like them that are dreaming. He said, their mouth will shall be filled like that. Be filled with sin. We say the Lord has done great for them that for us, and we are glad. Pray unto God that Lord will give you a new song. I don't know the song you have been singing before now. It has been coming out of your mouth. I don't know how much you have been complaining. We pray that the Lord will give you a song. That Lord will change you. That Lord will give you a new song. He will take away every form of lamentation. He will give you a new song in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make you to sing for joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty Father, the Bible has put a new song even in my mouth.
Praise God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that according to your word, put a new song, oh God. Lord, as your people, in the name of Jesus, every member of Jesus, Father, every man, every woman, Lord, that is, oh God, singing a different over song at this time. If, oh God, let me a new song, a song of praise in the name of our Lord Jesus. Lord, the Bible makes us understand that Israelite, they were in captivity, and they asked them to sing a song, and they said, how can we sing a Lord's song in a foreign land? Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that you will change us. Lord, even such, oh God, Lord, as our lives today, in the name of our Lord Jesus, God, that we will be able to sing the Lord's song. You will do a new thing in our lives as your people, everyone in Jesus, Father. Every that they cannot sing the Lord's song, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you change their situation, that they will begin to sing the Lord's song in the name of our Lord Jesus, Lord, that they will be able to glorify your name, they will be able to sing the Lord's song in this land, in the name of our Jesus, Lord, those that the enemy has taken over, the Lord's song out of their mouth, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will turn around, oh God, even their captivity, that they will be able to sing the Lord's song in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, Joseph was just 2 years away from his own prison when his patience was seriously tested. He did not fail. You can imagine, teenager, he was going through all of that from his father's house. And almost 30 years, just 2 years to breakthrough, unprecedented breakthrough, the enemy struck to test his patience and his obedience. But thank God he didn't fail. If he had failed, that would have truncated his destiny. I want you for yourself, pray for every member of your household, pray for your children. Pray that the Lord will deliver you, the Lord will deliver me from any impatience, obedience that can truncate even my destiny, that can truncate your destiny. Pray in the name of Jesus that you will not experience the edge of success, every situation, every arrangement that the able to truncate your destiny, even when you are close to your breakthrough, that the Lord will deliver me in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty Father, I join my faith over with my brethren, oh God. Even this morning, I ask in the name of Jesus that any, oh God, Lord, manipulation, oh God, that I'll be strategically be arranged, oh God, be able to truncate our destiny. Father, we pray, deliver us. The Bible says we should pray, this lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Deliver my brother, deliver my sister, deliver my man, oh God, from any error, any mistake, any impatience or disobedience that can truncate our destiny. Oh Jesus, every decision that we are going to take today that will truncate our destiny, any error, any mistake, oh God, any act of disobedience that will bring, oh God, long lasting regret, Lord, deliver us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord.